So now you're the offensive coordinator at South Forsyth High School, and thank you for that. Yeah. And same type of question that I asked Robert. As an offensive coordinator, what are you looking for, especially in skill players, and especially at quarterback? What type of players do you look for in the offense that you're looking to build?
I just want guys that are smart, trying to understand what we're trying to do, and be as effective as they can. The thing about Coach Thompson is when he was at, I think, Northview, we played against them. He did a lot of stuff that I was doing when I was playing in the National Football League. And we have friends that play that coach me that have similar minds. But when he asked me, because of what I've seen him do, it got me really excited. I'm like, how often do you get an opportunity to get a job or an opportunity where it's exactly what you know to a science? Terminology is different, but concepts are identical. And so when we had the opportunity to meet from that perspective, I was like, you know what? Defenses have been in control of how games actually unfold over time because of shifts in motions and, you know, different disguises, if you will. I'm not giving away much, but with what we do, we want to have that type of control. And what you're going to see with us is going to be something that's exciting, exotic, exciting. And it doesn't matter if we have, let's say, the greatest athletes on the field. I'm not concerned about that part. If our guys, all 11 guys, know where they need to be, everything else is going to take care of itself. So to have the LeBron James and the Michael Jordan on the team, that's a myth. Right? It's not true all the time. You just need guys that want to give the effort, that understand what you're asking, and just be where you're supposed to be and make them respond to us. Yeah. We take control of what we do and allow them to move around and go where they want to go. That's their fault, not ours. Because as long as we know we need to, it sounds cliche. You'll get it when you see it. I'm not going to give you everything yet because we don't want everybody to know about it. But it's something that's going to force guys to understand on a defense side. If they don't know where to go on defense, they will get exposed. Yeah. That's a promise. And so that's the approach I get. As long as we understand what we're doing, all 11 guys on the same page at one time, that's all that matters. And we could be wrong. As long as we're all going in the right direction, we're going to be right.
You know, you kind of just answered the kind of question I think you kind of answered and not going to answer a little bit, you know, because my next question was going to be, after getting to know the players and working with them for a while, what type of offense on Friday night can we expect to see at South? But I think it's obviously an exciting offense, and it sounds like your goal is to keep that defense just on its heels, not knowing what to expect, not knowing, because I'll be honest with you, you know, I've loved the coaching staff from the past, you know, I mean, has worked with them a long time, but South was very predictable. I mean, you could ask Greg, I could sit up there and I would call most of the plays before, you know, during the game, you know, before the play happened. And so, you know, that's something I think we're looking forward to. And the look on your face is, that's something I think we're looking to expect.
Well, you got me smiling over here a little bit, because when you say you know what's coming, I'm like, if you can know what's coming with this one, you're pretty darn good. But I say that with all confidence. It's just, you know, it's the worst thing you can do. Okay, just think of a defense, for example. You know, they walk a guy up in line of scrimmage. You say move, guys move around. You know, you're rocking and rolling. Mm-hmm. Why can't offenses be that way?
Yeah, I agree.
Why can't offenses do that? Mm-hmm. So while you're doing all that, and we're just sitting stationary, who's going to win automatically? Yeah. Defense. Mm-hmm. Because now the offensive linemen have to make the calls and woo woo. And the D linemen are down, but think of New England, the Patriots.
Oh.
How many times have we seen only one guy with his hand on the ground and all the other 10 guys moving around?
Mm-hmm. All over the place.
Offensively, we can't have all guys moving around, but we damn sure get a whole bunch of them moving around, right? So, you know, with that mentality, I said to myself, with the things I've learned over the years, is why can't we be exotic like that? Mm-hmm. Why can't we be magicians and artists and creative and making people think about what's going on? Not us. We're not thinking. We know where we're going.
Yeah.
We want you to think about it. So, you know, if you say something about this offense, you can call it exotic. And I'm not ashamed to say it, because it's going to be the same bunch of the same kids you've seen. All right? Same bunch of kids.
Yeah.
You know? Nothing that different in the sense of the bodies and the people that are in the jerseys and the uniforms. But you'll have an opportunity to see some action that's gonna be pretty fun. So
you know, but one thing you can see, you're gonna create that exotic offense around the type of players you have, which is good. And I'll be honest with you, I look forward to sitting in that press box and being wrong. Because, you know, I really do. I look forward to being able to say, here's what, and going to Greg. Greg, that was completely wrong. Look at that. So I am excited for that. Hey, thank you very much, Cordell, absolutely, for all that. That is awesome.
Absolutely.
You know, but we look forward to getting all of it together. And then Coach T, it all, you know, it all really comes together. Let's face it, it all starts with the offensive line, you know, and defensive lines and everything. So we've had an opportunity to talk a few times, which is great. So how has the transition been so far for you? And what are the most things you were impressed with at this point, impressed with? And what is your biggest challenges you see so far?
Oh, man. First of all, it's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'll definitely say that. It's been really exciting coming and working out with these kids and really seeing, man, we had a workout a few days ago. We had guys puking on the side.
All right.
We really did. We had these kids, some of them were out puking, and after practice, they come back and they say, "Coach, that was awesome." And, you know, so it's, and then at the end, you're just like, "Man, are these guys really gonna come back?"
Yeah.
And it's so impressive because they continue to come back.
Mm-hmm.
They continue to come back. They continue to get better, and they continue to push. Man, it's been really fun.
Mm-hmm.
As far as challenges, I think right now that's really what it is. It's mental.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these kids just continue to come back and they continue to overcome obstacles, and really are just grinding out there. And that's really what the spring is about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Coach Thompson mentioned, is we don't have a spring ball, so right now we're just running.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we're just getting ready for our summer, and it's about to be big, and it's really exciting.
Yeah. How do you? Because one of the things at South, we've known, we've talked about it before, is you were running up against a lot of teams that have a lot bigger size than us. I mean, in the line, and where I feel that we are deficit. I've always been a firm believer that you could be smaller, but if you are technical, sound, and your footwork, and everything, and the way you do, and understanding, Cordell, what you're doing as an offense and where you're supposed to go, that you can overcome being a little bit smaller and everything. So talk a little bit about that, because there's no doubt that we are smaller in size than other teams.
I haven't necessarily been around to see all these other teams, but I've definitely heard about them.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say, you know, just it all comes down to fundamentals.
Yeah.
It's really about getting a body where the body's supposed to be. And that's what, once we start rolling, start having full practices, technique is going to be crucial, especially with the offense that we're going to be running. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. The kids are excited about it. Really, it's all fundamentals.
Yeah.
If we're stepping where we're supposed to step and being in front of where we're supposed to be in front of, we're gonna take care of business.
Yeah, and that is one thing that we have definitely lacked in the past. Because anybody knows me. I'm a big focus of offensive line and defensive line and where you're supposed to be, hand technique and everything. And we have lacked that. So I can tell you, I'm looking forward to watching everything you're gonna do with these guys, and how that impacts, you know, the offense that Cordell is going to create. So it's so excited for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Coach Thompson, so right now we talk about, you have 80 days until the first scrimmage at home against East Forsyth on August 1st. You kind of mentioned it before, so I think I know the answer, but do you feel right now you're where you need to be or ahead of the process, or is it still way too early to call?
No, we're certainly ahead. Certainly ahead. But you just, as a coach, you want to see them in pads. You want to see collisions. You want to see how they respond to, their body responds to hitting and tackling and doing those things. And right now, that's the unknown. But on the horizon here during the summer, we've got a few camps that I think we can identify that pretty quick and make the adjustments that we need to make before we hit East Forsyth. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. But again, football's about hitting and tackling, and that's what I'm kind of anxious to see.
There's a couple of things in that line that you're working on now that have been a problem for South Forsyth over the last couple of years. One of them is a lack of discipline. Jumping off sides, a silly holding call away from the play, little things like that that just happen over and over and over again that has to be addressed, and I'm sure you're working on that, huh?
As a coach, you know, you'd like to think that things are in your control, but some of those you mentioned aren't, you know, and when you're outmanned, you tend to hold. You tend to, you know, maybe you get beat in the open field tackling. So a lot of it is more so getting them prepared mentally to respond and overcome a bad play. And, you know, I think that our focus, what we can do as coaches, is get them in the right position, practice what we need to practice, and give them the opportunity to play, and give them the confidence so that they can feel like they can do this thing. They're better than they are. You know, we did that well at Northview. Our roster there, and, you know, our quarterback coach is from Northview. He was my quarterback at Northview, and he's kind of amazed because we're starting at a much better point than we were there. So, you know, when you had a roster like we did back then of 37 total players, that was what we did. That was kind of how we did it, was help them with their confidence and rep the small things so that they don't get beat again. You may get beat once, but let's fix that. Get beat, you know, let's stop the bleeding.
The other thing that's been a plug for this program has been, and I bring it up cautiously, but it's injuries. This team has seen more than its share of injuries throughout a couple of years. Is there a way to address that? Maybe I should be asking Coach T about this. But is there a way you're addressing that to hopefully get these kids aware and in shape and in the right places?
I think our staff's experience, the higher you go, it becomes more about your body and getting your body right, less about the fundamentals, because those things are there. The talent is there. That's why you're playing at that level. On our staff, with the amount of games and snaps that the staff has taken as a player, I think that we know how to treat your body right, how to get your body ready. Now, is that foolproof? I mean, obviously not, but I think that we can show them give them different ideas that may work for the kids.
You know, one thing that we've seen over the last few years, and at least at South and not so much at other schools, is, you know, tackling has been an issue for us. You know, being in the right place, right time, and tackling. But I think it was more here because of, you know, not really working on a lot, afraid that once you get into the season, because of injuries, to keep hitting and everything and learning that. So, I mean, this is for all you guys. I mean, you know, how do you address that? Are you guys going to be, do you feel like in your practice, once you get in padded, there's going to be a lot of hitting and really a lot of focus on tackling, or how do you approach it?
Well, you practice tackling. The difference between game speed and practice speed, that's where you don't know what's going to happen, right? Because you practice a certain way, but the game is completely different. You know, but we can control. One, we have to take into account keeping their bodies right. We can't go full contact every day. You just can't. So we've got to make sure that part, to limit injuries, like we said. But then the next element of it is teaching the proper way to tackle, teaching how to put your body in the position. And then more than that is probably the element of making sure that they're confident when they hit the field, that they play with confidence, that they are the alpha, they'll win this thing. And, you know, that's something that I think a good coach, a great coach, can get players to play better than they're capable of. And that's what I've tasked these guys with, is, you know, let's make them play, believe in themselves. And I think that when you're doing that, you see great things on the field.
You know, this has all been fantastic stuff and everything. And I know, like you said, you got a lot of 7-on-7s, overnight camps, padded camps coming up. So look forward to seeing what that, because that'll really, like you said, help, since you weren't able to have a true spring practice. Do you know at this point, like, though, when you're going to be able to get the field back? I know the construction has just started. I don't know how long that's going to take, because, you know, you guys right now are going over to Sharon Springs and everything else. And that's not easy, especially during school right now, because you got to get over there and they got to be back. And that. So, I mean, any idea of how long this process is going to take?
No, but I mean, it's like a game, right? Like, we here's adversity. We just got to figure it out and roll forward. And
adversity builds character.
Yeah. So it's pretty, we practice here. We practice in a parking lot. Practice. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? At 2 a.m. Whatever we got to do. So yeah, we're going to make sure that we're doing what it takes with whatever the challenge you give us.
Yeah. Well, they definitely gave you a lot of challenges with that coming in your first time. As far as a coaching staff. Obviously we've talked, we got a fantastic guys right here. You know, are you complete? What's left to build, or do you think you're all set?
I think we've got room for one more, and I think that that'll be completed. You know, we've got some candidates on board there for that. Mm-hmm. But I think that'll be another special hire, you know, similar to these three. And we just keep the momentum. And, you know, the good thing is good people tend to attract good people. And I think that that's what's going on because my phone continues to ring on guys. So, yeah, I'm excited. We're good as of now. We're fine. But I think we're going to add one more.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely, you know, you're bringing awareness and everything to South Forsyth, which is fantastic and so excited to see. Also, in addition to, to the team we've talked about, I know you're working on youth camps coming up. Any details on time or still working on field stuff, timing, location, everything? I know for youth camps that you guys will be doing over the summer.
Yeah, we are. We're going to solidify the time right now as soon as you guys leave.
Get out of here so you can do your job.
We'll have to have another coach's corner to talk about that, right?
You know, we just, our focus is these kids, our current kids. And unfortunately, sometimes stuff like that gets kind of delayed back. So I don't have time for you right now, but we will at the end of this day.
Yeah, I can tell you guys, this was my man, but we've been 45, 50 minutes now. This has been fantastic, and we couldn't be more thrilled to have everybody in place. I know Greg's got, he'll finish his up here, but, I just want to say thank you very much for this time, everything. What, you know, we'll get back together again, you know, right before the first one, August, so we can see, you know, how things are going and everything, but, and good luck over the summer and everything, and I can tell you for somebody who's been here since 2014, you know, part of this team, I couldn't be more excited what you've built and what you guys are going to bring to these guys. Because I know we're going to see a team on that field that is technically sound and, as you said, exotic and exciting. So there we go. Greg?
Well, I just want to wrap it up with a last word from our coaches here in the coaches' corners today. Robert McClain, what's the one thing that you want to impress the most upon these kids going into this season? What do you think is the one thing that you want to see from these kids this summer?
Toughness, you know, because it's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. Every football player in the United States is going through the same thing. So who's going to overcome the little things that we can make excuses for? Like, all right, my thumb's sore. I don't want to tackle today. It's going to be 3 days straight in pads. Like, who's going to push away all the excuses to be tough football players? Because at the end of the day, just like Coach says, man be man, one man's going to overpower the other man. It's 11 1v1 matchups. So most of the time, the tougher guy's going to win. And the guy who wants it the most is going to win. So if we can show that the entire summer, Ralph Fight will be good. That'll be a good start for us when it comes to playing real life football. So,
Cordell Stewart, what's the one thing you want to impress upon these kids over the summer? The most important thing for you to teach these kids, besides how to throw it 80 yards.
That part won't happen. There's a few words, but I'll use one that I think that carries over into our team, is just being efficient. I think once you have confidence in knowing what you're doing, what you're trying to do, considering we're going to be exotic, the more efficient we can be with the talent that we have and the smart kids that we have, I think the tougher it's going to be for teams to be able to do some of the things that they've done to this school and to this team in the past. And like you just mentioned, jumping off sides, all that kind of stuff, that's just not being locked in. And when you can correct those issues, you can stay ahead of down the distance, certain plays can be called just to kind of keep defense on their heels, and we can go from there. So just being efficient is really, really, really important for us. So that means paying attention to the details, and we see what happens after that.
Talipa, what about you? What's the one thing? We've been through this before, but let me go ahead and get the answer from you as well.
Yeah, so I would probably just say, man, like the message for me for these bigs is we want to teach you guys to play football. I think really that's what my hopes are, is to be a football player at the end of the day as well, man. Like there's so many moving parts. There's so many, like even our schemes as far as, you know, once we start rolling all that out on the offense and even defense, there's a lot of new stuff for these kids. But if you can just be a football player, at the end of the day, we'll be okay. Mm-hmm. You know, don't overthink things. Don't, hey, next play, let's go. Just be a football player. Be smart, man. These kids can handle this stuff. We're at South Forsyth, probably the greatest school in this county. I'm telling you right now, we have all the kids to do it. Mm-hmm. Just be a football player. Everything will take care of the rest.
You put together a terrific staff, Coach. Thanks for bringing them in today, and thanks for this Coach's Corner.
And thank you guys for caring. I mean, this is big for us, too.
Mm-hmm. All right, Greg, that was exciting. This was fantastic. And again, Cordell, thank you so much for the excitement talking about Now I can just continue to annoy Greg more about that that play.
Every time I see you, yeah, man.
Robert, watching your face light up.
I'm going to wince.
Talking about the Super Bowl and the NFL and stuff. It's exciting to have all you guys here. And we are looking forward to a fun season.
We really are. We're not sure what's coming next. There is no spring ball, so we'll have to just organize another coach's corner at some point and have you guys back in here talking. It's been a real pleasure. Thanks for having you all in here today. For the staff that just gave us their best, for Doug Thomas, I'm Greg Golden. Thank you so much for joining us here on Foresight Sports 365, and we will see you next time.